talk about the whole topic of supporters groups in soccer, because lots of people, including people who are pretty hardcore sports fans, don't necessarily know about the phenomenon of the supporters group in soccer. So if someone doesn't understand it and wants to know what being in a supporters group is about and what it is, how do you usually explain it to them?
Yeah, it's really quite simple. I mean, I'm American, you know, I'm born and raised in California, and I'm familiar with all sports in America, professional and amateur and collegiate, obviously. And I think the easiest way to describe it is to basically differentiate. There's fans, okay, and then there's supporters. In most cases, fans are casual fans. They go to a game every once in a while, but they're fans. That's my team, Dallas Cowboys, Texas Rangers, you know. But in soccer, there's another component to being a fan, and it's what we supporters call the next level, and that's being a supporter. And a supporter is basically somebody who's not only just a season ticket holder. They go to every home game, they sing, they chant, they wave flags, they light smoke bombs. They aren't just there to be at the game, they're there to be a part of the game, which is common in all soccer leagues in and around the world. Supporters in the last, I would say, 5 to 7 years have really taken it up to the next level here in Major League Soccer. And, I mean, I could name supporter groups for every MLS team at the drop of a hat, because supporters are a small community, and we know each other, and they're there through thick and thin. You know, as we say in Spanish, en las buenas y en las malas, in the good times and in the bad times. And a traditional fan in the American sports lexicon is just like, oh, well, you know, I went to the game, cool, I had a beer and some popcorn, you know, a hot dog. You know, a supporter lives and dies with every victory or loss of their soccer team. And that kind of passion, that's normal. It's not normal if the Texas Rangers lose a Wednesday night game to the Detroit Tigers and you have a multiple group of fans crying. But in soccer, that's different. You know, you give it everything that you have to help your team win and give them a home field advantage. And I think that's probably the best way I could define it for the listeners out there. You got to fall in love with the team, or the team really has to, you know, it's kind of like a calling, really, you know. You don't just go like, well, I'm going to randomly pick this team as my club. You know, you fall for something, a coach, a player, a style of soccer, and you go, you know what, I like this team, you know, and I'm going to support this team. And all that comes from having love for the sport, love for the game, and love for the team, you know. So you could be a casual fan, too. There's room for those fans as well.
All of the things that you describe about supporters groups, Black Army shares that in common with them. But what's different about Black Army compared to some other supporters groups? What makes Black Army kind of a special type of supporters group?
I think in many ways we're more alike than unlike from most supporter groups. But one of the things that I think that separates us, we really embrace our diversity. We have guys that are Asian. We've embraced homosexual fans. And at the time when we were doing it in 2010, that was still kind of like, ooh, that's weird. And now that, you know, diversity has kind of, you know, become even more inclusive, you know, that's really helped us. We don't discriminate. We don't tell people like, well, you can't or you can't. What we tell people is, look, if you love this team, there's room for you. If you want to sing, if you want to chant, if you want to wave a flag, if you want to, like, bang on a drum for 90 minutes, there is definite room for you. All you got to do is just love Chivas USA. As long as you love Chivas USA, you could be a Black Army member. And that's about as elitist and exclusive as it'll get. We wave the American flag. You know, we do our own banner and TIFO ideas. And yet, we do things that are uniquely American as well, like tailgating. We used to just meet up before the game, but, you know, we take our tailgate serious. You know, we have various members in our group that have culinary experience, and a couple of them work as chefs. And a lot of our guys are craft beer connoisseurs. So we'll do a certain theme, like St. Patrick's Day, you know, we have Irish beer only. Things of that nature that are basically, you know, unique to us. And maybe not so unique to other supporters, but again, we are an MLS supporters group, and we're more alike than we are unalike. So I guess that's the best way I could answer that.
One quick thing, in case there's some soccer newbies listening, what is a TIFO?
TIFO is an Italian word for the art and the craft of making banners, flags, smoke bombs in the stands. In Italy, the term TIFO is short for tifosi, and the whole culture of everybody waving flags, everybody wearing the same color, everybody supporting the team, using images, all came from Italy in one shape or form or another. So the term TIFO means that. So in this country, you'll have like supporter groups from, for example, like the Timbers Army in Portland or the Cauldron in Kansas City, and their TIFO is specific to their team and their players, and it's what basically defines them when they're in the stand. So again, their supporters and their fans. If you want to be a supporter, like that's part of the culture, is to like make TIFO and let a TV viewing audience, for example, see like, oh wow, look at that. That is cool. You know, that's part of supporter culture, is creating TIFO like that.
Donde las venas se encuentran.